This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 11th. God's word for you today is, whose counsel? Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30. And it says, there is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. We will kick off with our final thought from yesterday, which is that God talks in different ways. It is as you walk with Him that you are able to differentiate between your instincts and His voice. But having said that, the fact that it is your instincts does not mean it is wrong. Sometimes God will allow your instincts to get the direction. Sometimes your instincts can be so in tune with God that even though you have not heard God, you already know what to do. So if you already know what to do, then what are you waiting for? Some people already know what to do and they are still praying. God, talk to me. And heaven is saying, talk to you for what? You know what to do. Go and do it. If you know what to do, just go and do it. What if you're wrong? Then you learn. What if it is life-threatening? Then you get counsel before acting. Do not just go and do it. Get counsel first. Talk to your life group leader. Talk to your pastor. Your posture is, this is what I think, but can we pray together so I can be clear on what God is saying? They will pray with you and God will give you clarity. But when you go to your pastor or leader, do not go and say, thus says the Lord. I just want to hear your opinion. A lot of people come to me saying God has spoken to them, but they just want to hear my opinion. I have no opinion. How can I have an opinion if God has spoken? Who am I? Pastor, I heard from God. I heard clearly. My response is, praise God. I am not saying they did not hear, and I am not saying it is not correct. Not true. What I'm saying is, I was not there. I do not even dabble in such things. I just listen and say nothing. Why would I? I am not in the counsel of God. When God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit met, they did not call me. So, if they have spoken to you, God bless you. Just go and do it. But I need your counsel. There is no counsel against the Lord. None. Go and do what God has said. But a lot of people always get burned because God has not sent them. A young man came asking for counsel on a very big project he was working on. He said some man of God had told him what God was saying. He said, but you are our pastor, so I want you to pray. I do not bother with those kinds of people. At the end of the day, the project went belly up. It failed completely and he was angry with me. Why? He said, he knows that if I had prayed with him, he would have succeeded. But I refused to pray. Why? You told me a man of God said God has spoken. How do I say anything for or against if God has spoken? I cannot. Let us pray. Father, I ask for a wise and discerning heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.